Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Steely Dan bringing us back. Mr. Donald Fagan there on vocals. Welcome back, 23 After. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. And the websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Carmine Gallo, longtime Brain Trust member, the author of a new book, Talk Like TED, The 9 Public Speaking Secrets of the World's Top Minds. Brand spanking new book. Following up on his presentation secrets of Steve Jobs' best-selling book. Carmine, thanks again for hanging out with us. How about your website? How do we find the book?
Thank you, Jim. Just go to, if you can remember a good old Italian name like Carmine Gallo, that's all the information you need.
All right,
CarmineGallo.com.
CarmineGallo.com, so check that out, folks. Carmine, we're talking about presentations, folks. We're talking about not only the ability to the importance of making a presentation, of giving a speech, of delivering a proposal effectively, but also getting over your fears. And Carmine has some research. I'm sure that Carmine, they'll find that on your website. Thank you for that. But the thing that I was saying as we went to the break, when I talk to people about getting over their fears and not being so nervous about delivering a little speech or something, I tell them, make sure that you talk about what you know the most about. Find something that, if you're just giving a speech to a civic group or something, they've asked you to do that. Talk about what you know the most, because that's the thing you're the most comfortable with. You feel the most expert, you're an expert about. The people in the audience probably don't know as much as you. And I think, you know, this is something I wanted to get you to comment on. I think it will help you be the most animated. Because when you know something, you're more fluid, you're more relaxed, you're more likely to gesture and comment and look around at people because you're talking about what you know. How big a deal is body language? I think it's a big deal. What do you think?
Yeah, I think, certainly body language is the majority of the impression that you're making. And it's very interesting that you brought that up. We hadn't even talked about this. I didn't even tell you about this, but over the last few weeks, we've been doing some body language analysis of executives.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the people on my team who was not in the room during the time of the presentation was watching the video, and she said, this particular portion of the video of the presentation is when the executive seemed the most animated, exactly like you just said, the most animated, the most excited, the most passionate. And I said, oh, that's interesting, because that's more... That portion was core to who that person is.
Mm-hmm.
It came from the heart. It was more about him and his story. The rest of it, the rest of the presentation was developed by somebody else and really wasn't, you know, something he was connected to. So when you are connected to the topic in a deep and meaningful way, everything changes about your presence. Your eye contact, you start making better eye contact. You put a smile on your face. You use more hand gestures.
Mm-hmm.
You have better posture, stronger posture. And people aren't consciously encoding it, but it makes a big difference in your leadership presence. Very important.
Well, exactly.
And we were talking about military people during the break. I don't think our listeners heard that. When I work with former military, they've got the best posture. They've got a commanding presence.
They're trained.
About them, you have to listen.
The military trained me. A lot of the things that I still call on when I speak, even though that wasn't the military training for speaking wasn't as extensive as I've had in the marketplace, but I still call on things that I learned as I was being trained to be an officer in public speaking. No question about it.
That's interesting. And, Jim, in the survey that I did along with Prezi, we found that 46%, okay, so over 40% of people who watch presentations say they do something else during the presentation. That's how boring most presentations are. They're sending text messages, they're checking email, or they're posting on social media. In other words, they're not listening to you.
Well,
I think, one, that the visual slides help if you can make your slides more visual. but also your body language. I mean, are you commanding their attention or not?
I'll tell you something else. Whenever I'm giving a speech, I almost won't give one if they make me stand behind a podium. I never, if there's, I mean, and I just basically never do stand behind the podium. I don't even like standing on the stage. I really like getting down on the floor and being out with the audience. I like walking around with the audience because, or at least I need to be moving around. I want them to see me moving around. That makes a big difference. It tells them that I'm comfortable with what I'm talking about. And I just think, anyway, those are just some things that I think are important. The, Carmen, I got about a minute left. Tie all this up.
Yeah.
Tie all this up for us. Why, when you say talk like TED, tell the audience what you mean by that.
TED is obviously, it's been around for 30 years, TED.com. It is now the gold standard, I think, in delivering presentations.
Yep.
The TED Talks are very famous around the world. And I would suggest that if you have not seen a TED Talk yet, you need to watch them. They're only in 18-minute chunks. Many mm-hmm. of them are delivered by business professionals with slides or Prezi or other slide-based tools. And what's interesting about the talks is that you can learn a lot about great public speaking in 18-minute chunks. And I argue, Jim, that you are being compared now to TED Talks.
Yeah.
You're being compared to great presenters because it's a fresh new style of delivering information.
Well, it's called Be Clear, Be Brief, and Be Seated. Is the way I think they used to call that. Hey, Carmine, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
I will. Thank you.
Carmine Gallo, ladies and gentlemen. .com is the website. And then Talk Like Ted. That is new. That's his new book. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.